Hello and welcome to Book Choice on Fine Music Radio with me, your host Paige Nick, in the studio by Mzuma Keta. This is our show every second Tuesday where we get to spend a full hour talking about books, punctuated by some very fine music, all thanks to our equally fine sponsors, Exclusive Books. We have a really, really special show lined up for you today. It's something completely different. The incredible annual Franschhoek Literary Festival is right around the corner. It's coming up this May. And so we're dedicating this entire hour to the Franschhoek Literary Festival. We want to fill you in on what the festival is all about, who will be there, what you can look forward to, some favorite restaurants, and how to go about getting to enjoy it and get the most out of it. We've invited the festival's program director, Jennifer Ball, onto the show, and she's going to tell us a bit about what and who you can expect to see at the Franschhoek Literary Festival this year. We'll also be chatting to the festival director, Candice Kirchhoff, about her take on the festival and what she does to build this whole incredible weekend away. And we'll be catching up with two of the big-name authors who will be at Franschhoek too. Gail Schimmel, the author of The Finish Line, and Justin Fox, who is the author of too many books to mention. And they're going to be telling us about the books they're bringing to the festival, the panels they're going to be on, and what they're most looking forward to on that big weekend. And as I said, all of this is going to be punctuated by some very fine music, which has been very carefully and mindfully curated by the very fine Mzuma Keta, starting with this first track, Tiko Tiko No Fuba by Charles Duplessis. That was Tiko Tiko No Fuba by Charles Duplessis, and you're tuned into Book Choice on Fine Music Radio, listening to our very special Franschhoek Literary Festival edition, where we're spending the entire hour chatting to the festival organizers to get the inside track on the festival for you, our listener. First up on today's show, we're very excited to welcome Jennifer Ball to the show. Jennifer is the program director of the Franschhoek Literary Festival, which, even though it only takes place just one weekend of every year, is actually a very full-time job. So I'm looking forward to chatting to Jen about what this job entails and what we as festival goers can look forward to. Welcome to the studio, Jen.
Hey, thanks so much. So great to chat to you.
So Jen, tell us everything we need to know about the Franschhoek Literary Festival. Should we start with what it is and when it is?
Absolutely. Well, it's the 16th to the 18th of May. This year, and it's always in that third weekend of May. and it is 3 days of bookish heaven. It's panel discussions, author interviews, writing workshops, film screenings. We even have a literary quiz this year across the 3 days. And so you can check all of that out on the program, which is up on our website. And every topic you can imagine, we really try to program something for everyone, every kind of reader, and ensure that every kind of writer across genres and topics is represented on the program.
I'm salivating. This is so right up my alley. So I want to know, you mentioned the program. You're the program director of the festival. What does that actually mean? What does your job entail?
Well, it's a wonderful job, I have to say. It is immediately after the festival every year. I'll sit with publishers and receive their submissions of all the new books that they're publishing in the year coming up, leading up to the festival. And we'll go through that and pick out the gems and, you know, start piecing together and curating what's going to work with what and ensure we cover a really nice broad range of topics. And so that involves a lot of reading and thinking and chatting to authors and, consulting with experts in various fields to bring the whole thing together. And then, of course, all of the arranging it. And then the logistics side of it, thankfully, we've got a wonderful and small team that put all of that together. But my role is really focused on the program.
And then you're also dealing with what interests me about the festival is that there are lots of panels happening at the same time. And I always think, imagine it must be a bit like a murder wall. You know, those novelists make a murder wall, who links who to what, because you've actually got to have, you've got to figure out what works at the same time so that somebody, for example, who's interested in naval novels can get three different panels on that kind of subject and that they're not all running at the same time. So in my imagination, which can be a bit wild, that's what you do, right? You have to figure out what goes where.
Yes, exactly. That part of it is like an extreme sport. It's like Tetris on another level because you want to make sure that in each time slot, you know, there's some fiction, there's some nonfiction, there's something to cater for everyone. You don't want two similar events competing with each other. Once you've gone through the process of dreaming it all up, that is the real,
that's
like,
the challenge.
Mind game.
That's, I mean, that's
putting that together in that way.
What a job. So I want to know who some of them, I know you've got some massive names, some big name international authors coming this year. Tell us who some of these big international names are, these household names that I think everybody will recognize.
Oh, definitely. Well, we're thrilled to be hosting Kate Moss again. She's returning to the festival with her fourth book in the Joubert Family Chronicles. It's called The Ghost Ship. And that series of books was inspired by her first visit to Franschhoek. And a lot of the novels actually, well, there's sections of each novel that take place in Franschhoek. So it's so special to have Kate bringing the last book to celebrate it here with us at the festival. And then we are so thrilled to have John Boyne,
oh my God,
the
I'm so
author
excited.
Of The Boy in the Striped Pajamas and most recently four novellas, The Elements Quartet, which I've read recently and they are exquisite. They are, you know, hard reads in that the subject matter is very heavy, but
yes.
John is just such a skilled writer that you... He's one of those writers you sort of forget that you're reading.
Yes.
He just carries you into the story.
Absolutely. We've been reviewing those, that quartet on the show recently, so our readers will be well aware of them. They're just phenomenal.
Yeah, they are very, very powerful. So we are thrilled to have him speaking about those four books and, you know, his career as a writer. And then we're also very excited to be hosting David McWilliams. Now, David is the author of a book called Money, which listeners may have seen on the shelves at Exclusive Books. It's been quite a big book since it came out last year. It's about the social history of the world through the lens of money and the history of currency. And David is a world economist, and he also puts together a literary festival called Kilkonomics.
Oh, wow.
And it is about economics meets comedy, which I think is such a fantastic concept. I love it. So I think he's going to be as entertaining as he is informative in his sessions.
I'm looking forward
with
to
that background.
Yeah, sounds great. And local names, a couple of the local big South African hitters are going to be at the Franschhoek Literary Festival this year?
Yeah, I mean, everyone. We've got Dion Meyer, fabulous poets, Sipokazi Jonas, Anki Kroch, Ingrid de Kock, Kaya Dlanga, the humorist, prize-winning novelist Nick Mplongu, the futurist Dion Chang, who is also a death doula, and he's speaking about that on one of his sessions, which I think is fascinating. The rising star Sven Axelrad with his latest novel, The Nicotine Gospel, and then social media and podcasting superstar and recently memoirist Mpumi Ladwaba.
Oh, wow.
John van der Raats, Spud himself.
Right. Wow.
Who's going to be such fun. And, you know, even on the cookbook side, we've got MasterChef star Carmini Patha and also iconic South African chef and Franschhoek's very own Ruben Riffel.
Oh, good. You lead me straight
into... Just a few highlights.
Yeah, just a few. Just to name a few. Oh, and I'm going to be there as well. Yay! So, but you mentioned some of those cookbook writers. I wanted to ask you our last question before I let you go, because I know you've got an awful lot of work to do. What's your favorite restaurant in Franschhoek that you always feel safe to recommend to people who go out there for the festival?
Oh, I absolutely love French Connection Bistro. It's just opposite the town hall, and it's the perfect place to sit and watch the festival go by and chat about the panels you've been to that day and what you're going to read next while sipping a glass of white wine and eating Mulls frites. I think it's just an ultimate foodie FLF experience.
That is a great recommendation. My listeners, you heard all about it right here. If you haven't got your tickets yet, you got to get a move on. A lot of them have sold out already, especially to the really big panels. I want to say thank you so much to Jennifer Ball. I know things are getting really hectic for you as the festival is less than a month away. So thank you so much for taking the time to come and give our listeners the inside track. And I can't wait to see you in Franschhoek.
Thanks so much, Paige, and can't wait to see you too.
Thank you.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, yeah, but boy, if I did, a big house where we both could live. If I was a sculptor, but then again, no, just a man who makes potions in the traveling show. Well, I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one for you. So you can tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind. I hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful life is while you're
That was your song by the Louise Howlett Quartet, and you're tuned into Book Choice on Fine Music Radio, which is sponsored by Exclusive Books and hosted by me, Paige Nick. If you've just joined us, you're listening to our very extra special Franschhoek Literary Festival edition of this show, where we're spending the entire hour chatting to festival organizers and two of the big name authors who are coming to the festival to get the inside track on what you can see, what you can do, what you can hear, and what you can eat. Up next, we welcome Gail Schimmel to the show. I'm sure I've mentioned this to you all before, but Gail Schimmel is my mother's favorite South African author, despite having given birth to an author herself, which just goes to show what gripping books Gail writes. Gail is the author of a number of domestic thrillers. She also co-authors a series of cozy thrillers or crime books. And she's also the co-creator, together with Fiona Snikers, of the super popular podcast. It's called The Hidden Lives of Writers, which delves into the life and writing secrets of a different fascinating writer every episode. So she has a very busy and tough day job over and above all of this. So I'm very grateful that Gail's agreed to fit us in. And I'm very excited on my own behalf and, of course, on behalf of my mother, Hillary, to have Gail on the show. Welcome to our special Franschhoek edition, Book Choice, Gail Schimmel. Hi.
Thank you, Paige. I'm laughing here. I think I'm going to eventually be more famous for being your mother's favorite writer than for anything I've ever done.
And as I was going through your list, I can't believe the amount of things that you do. It's kind of overwhelming. So I want to ask you, of all these things that you do, the one thing we're going to be talking about is the book that you're going to be promoting at this year's Franschhoek Literary Festival. It's called The Finish Line. What would you say is the elevator? You've asked me about the elevator pitch of my latest novel, so I thought I would get you back and ask you, what's the elevator pitch of your novel?
Okay, so my book is about Brenda. We meet Brenda when she is very young, and we follow her as she develops a really toxic friendship with a woman called Denver. I'm going to pause in my elevator pitch and say, until I started talking about the book, I didn't realize how similar the names Brenda and Denver sound, and what a complete naming mistake that was. But anyway.
I love that. So I love that I'm not the only author who struggles with naming their characters.
Yeah. Yeah, and I worked so hard on that. And then the first time I spoke about it with an actual voice, I was like, oh, this is a mess.
That's hilarious.
Anyway, so Brenda and Denver have this very toxic friendship, and we follow Brenda. She struggles with it and her feelings of not fitting in. And we see her as her life kind of comes right. And then something happens and she realizes that Denver is going to be a part of her life forever. And there's nothing that she can do about it. Mm-hmm. Or can she?
Oh, da, 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 da. Very nice. Who's your perfect reader? Who is going to enjoy this novel?
You know, I think my readers are typically your book club reader, your person who wants a gripping book, who likes that turn the next page, who doesn't need to have a moral lesson from a book, who doesn't need to read great, beautiful literary sentences, but who wants a story they can gobble up and enjoy.
Nice. I find that your novels, they're real page turners. You kind of, people tend to devour them quite quickly. I think it's like a 3 or 4 day read or 2 to 4 day read, and you just keep reading, and it makes you go to bed late, and it makes you not make dinner for your children, and it makes you just want to carry on reading. So, Gail, if I'm not
mistaken. That's what I want to hear.
Right. Well, that's my experience of your books. Gail, if I'm not mistaken, you're on 2 different panels at the Franschhoek Literary Festival this year. Can you tell us what those panels are and when they are so that our listeners can rush out and grab their tickets to come and see you?
So I am on a panel with Nikki Greenwell on the Friday morning, and I'm really looking forward to that because I think these are books that fit really well together. You know, we've both written kind of domestic noir thrillers, and I think that's going to be amazing. And we are talking to, I think, Daniela Weekly, but I might be wrong.
Yes, you're right.
Okay, great, sure.
Diana Weekly and then, explores the dark side of female friendships with Nikki Greenwell and Gail Schimmel.
There we go, that's it. And was I right that it's on Friday morning?
Yes.
I want to say 11, 11:30, something like that. And then on the Saturday afternoon, I'm interviewing Jackie Pomotsa, and that panel is already sold out. So that will be interesting.
That's fantastic. That's what I was saying. Readers and listeners, you have to go and get your tickets really fast because they're selling out like hotcakes.
Absolutely.
Gail, are you going to any other panels at the festival? Who are you looking forward to seeing?
So this is a little bit embarrassing. I've been so focused on, my husband is coming with me for the first time, and I've been so focused on getting him the tickets to the things that he wants to see that I forgot that I also want to go to panels. So I haven't actually bought myself any tickets, but I am going to be interviewing John Boyne for the podcast, and I'm very, very, very excited and also petrified about that.
That is incredibly exciting. I went to go look. I see the John Boyne tickets all sold out really fast. So I also woke up too late and I didn't get any tickets to the John Boyne panels. So now I'm really going to enjoy that episode of The Hidden Lives of Writers where you interview John Boyne. It'll be my opportunity to see him. I'm so glad you're getting to chat to him. Gail, last thing I wanted to ask you, what are you reading right now? Although I'm sure you're catching up on some John Boyne so that you can interview him.
So I'm on holiday at the moment, and I read a great deal when I'm on holiday very quickly. And at the moment, I am on a book called So Thrilled for You by Holly Bourne. And it started out, a whole lot of women are going to a baby shower, and they're a group of old friends, and they have very different feelings about this baby shower. And we know from the prologue that there's going to be a terrible fire that kind of destroys half the neighborhood as a result of this baby shower. They're kind of brewing mysteries and backstories and things. And I'm going to be honest with you, and I hate doing this because I don't like saying bad things about books, but so far it hasn't entirely gripped me.
Oh, wow.
But I'm hoping that today it does.
That it turns.
There's something that I'm not quite relating to, maybe because baby showers are so far in my past.
Interesting.
And I think maybe it's a book that you'd relate to very much if you have a small baby. There's one woman who's struggling terribly with a small baby, and maybe when you're in those years, this is like the book that sees you, because it's a book that people are loving.
Yes.
I've seen it reviewed in a lot of places. People are loving it. But I think maybe it's ideal if you're in those baby years where actually it's too ghastly for words and everyone's pretending that it's lovely and this book sees you.
Well, that makes sense. And I hope it picks up because it's actually a lovely premise. All right. So, Gail, I'm very much looking forward to seeing you at the Franschhoek Literary Festival this year. And I'm going to try and nab a ticket to that Nikki Greenwall and your panel. So maybe the listeners will hold back and I'll have enough time to grab a ticket before they all sell out. Thank you so much for joining us on Book Choice, and I'll see you in Franschhoek.
Thank you, Paige, and I really hope you get that ticket. I'd love to see your face in the audience.
That was Windy and Warm by Nossa Vida, and you're tuned into Book Choice on Fine Music Radio with me, your host, Paige Nick, and I'm joined in the studio by Mzuma Keita, who's pulled together all this fabulous fine music for us. Up next, we're joined by another author, and this is Justin Fox. Right, so Justin Fox is a novelist, a travel writer. He's also a poet and a photographer, and he's the author of over, wait for it, 20 books, including Place and his latest release, which is called Hell Run Tobruk. I'm going to ask him if I'm saying that properly. And that continues his World War II naval adventure series. There's more. He's also the former editor of Getaway magazine, and he holds a doctorate in English from Oxford University. Wait, there's more. He's also been a part-time lecturer at the University of Cape Town for 2 decades. His work has earned recognition, including shortlistings for the Alan Paton Award, a South African Literary Award, and the Olive Schreiner Prize for Literature. I would go on because he's done so much more, but this show is only an hour. So I want to chat about his new series of books, which is a whole new thing. They're calling him a naval yarn spinner, which I just love. Justin is that very rare thing, a hugely successful South African author. And he's going to be at the Franschhoek Literary Festival, where he's going to be wearing a couple of different hats. Justin, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Paige. Thanks for having me.
I'm amazed you have time to do this. You've got so much going on. But let's start about the books you're going to be promoting at this year's Franschhoek Literary Festival.
Yeah, Paige, there are two. It's really two books. It's the two most recent books, one fiction, one nonfiction. In my one talk, I'll be focusing on Hell Run Tobruk, which is my latest sort of Second World War historical novel. And the other is my travel book called Place, which is about a series of journeys around South Africa, looking at the landscapes through the eyes of great South African authors like Herman Charles Bosman and J.M. Coetzee and so on. So those are the two hats I'll be wearing at Franschhoek this year.
That's fascinating. And I know for a fact that both of these books have been incredibly successful. And I'm also quite pleased. I think I said it right. Hell Run Tobruk, right?
You did. You did. Yes, Paige. Yeah.
So who would you say would enjoy both of these books? You can maybe chat about each one of them. Who do you think they'd talk to?
I think The Place, the South African Literary Journeys, is about South Africans who love local literature. So I deal with 9 South African authors, and they are the classics, the greats that we will all know, from Olive Schreiner to J.M. Coetzee to Dillian Mateer to Sir Percy Fitzpatrick. And so it's people who love good travel writing and love South African literature. In a sense, it's the kind of readers I was catering for as the editor of Getaway magazine, people who like to get out on the open road. And what I did is went traveling around South Africa with great books in my backpack and looking at the landscape through the eyes of authors. So that would be a kind of a more general South African reader who loves travel writing and literature. For the Second World War novels, they're sort of traditional historical novels that are very much trying to capture the spirit of Place. The first two novels are looking at sort of Simonstown, Cape Town, Fishhook, Glencairn during the Second World War. So yes, they're war novels that have quite a lot of naval battles, but they also have romance and attempt to capture the spirit of Place, where the third one, the one that's just been released, is set in Egypt, primarily in Alexandria and Cairo. And so my uncles and my father and my aunts were all up north during the Second World War, serving in the South African army. And so I'm trying to capture a world and a vision through what would have been their eyes in the 1940s, but still having a good thriller yarn going and quite a lot of naval battles and so on.
That's really interesting with both of them. And I'm not surprised that you've really hit your market on both of them, because, you know, I'm not much of a nonfiction reader. I mostly read fiction just because there's only so many hours in the day. But from the second I first heard about Place, it really has spoken to me, and I'm very much looking forward to reading it. I wanted to ask you, it's gone to reprint a couple of times, Place. How many times has that book gone to reprint?
It's gone 8 times in the last year, and I think we're coming up for the 9th print run now. So, yeah, it's done, certainly in South African terms, it's done very, very well.
I mean, that's just phenomenal. Did you ever imagine that it was going to do that, or has it taken you by surprise?
Completely by surprise. I'm used to writing fairly humble South African travel books that go through, hardly stagger through one print run and then sort of disappear. And it's been more a labor of love with not much faith in ever selling really big numbers. So this has come as a surprise and a shock, a very pleasant surprise, I might add. It's wonderful to be selling a South African nonfiction travel book at those kind of numbers. So I'm incredibly happy
Absolutely.
About the way Place is done.
Yeah. Absolutely. What do you chalk it up to? What do you think has caused the success of this? This kind of, I think you can call it a run. You can absolutely call it a runaway success.
I think it's the combination of travel writing and touching on great South African literature. So I think in this book, everybody that loves South African literature will find an author that they are passionate about. And then I try to get in under the skin of that author and look at the landscape through the eyes of the author and their characters. And I think that combination, the kind of alchemy of fiction and nonfiction in a geographical space, has somehow caught the imagination of readers. And it's been great. It's been a wonderful ride.
It absolutely has caught the imagination. And that's not to say that Hell Run Tobruk and your Jack Pembroke series hasn't, because that has also been a wildfire success. But I think for people to really understand this, it's important that they go to Frantic Literary Festival, go to your panels, and find out more about this. I wish we had more time, and maybe we can extend this to another show and go into a more detailed interview about your Hell Run Tobruk, your Jack Pembroke World War II series. But I wanted to ask you, Justin, because I'm always curious with writers, what are you reading right now? What's on your bedside table and on your to-read pile?
I've just finished reading Samantha Harvey's Orbital, which won the Booker Prize last year, about the International Space Station. But it's a wonderful, lyrical, poetic look at planet Earth from above, with all sorts of philosophical and psychological threads that are woven into the story. But it's completely captivated me as a piece of creative nonfiction. So that's what I've just finished.
And I love that Orbital, but I wanted to say it's also travel writing, if you think about it. It's a version of travel writing.
Exactly. And so I always sort of have a fiction and a nonfiction on my bedside table. So the nonfiction is I'm reading an H.V. Morton, A Traveler in Southern Italy, because I'm heading to Italy in June, and I've never been to Southern Italy, and I want to kind of walk in his footsteps, kind of the Amalfi Coast and down to Puglia and so on. So I'm reading kind of good old traditional travel writing.
That's
and
incredible.
Then I'm also reading a sort of a Napoleonic War naval series by Alexander Kent. And that's because at the back of my brain, I'm thinking of starting another series at some point of naval fiction, but I want to set it in South Africa in the late 1700s, the sort of Napoleonic era, and hang it on the battles of Musenberg and the Battle of Saldanha and the Battle of Blomberg. And so I've got something brewing at the back of my mind, and as a consequence, I'm trying to read a lot of Napoleonic naval fiction, of which there is some fantastic stuff out there.
That's remarkable. I just got a little bit of insight into your browser history and what that must look like. Justin Fox, thank you so much. I'm looking forward to seeing you at Franschhoek. I'm looking forward to reading more about your travels, and I can't wait to see more of your runaway success. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Paige.
C'est bon de partir n'importe où, bras dessus, bras dessous, en chantant des chansons. C'est bon de se dire des mots doux, de petits rien du tout, mais qui en disent long. Voyons notre mine ravie, les passants dans la rue nous envient. C'est bon de guetter dans ses yeux et l'espoir merveilleux qui donne le frisson. C'est bon, ces petites sensations, ça vaut mieux qu'un million. C'est tellement, tellement bon. Thank you. sardines. Les passants dans la rue nous envient. C'est si bon de guetter dans ses yeux un espoir merveilleux qui donne le frisson. C'est si bon, ces petites sensations, ça vaut mieux qu'un million. C'est tellement, tellement bon. C'est si bon, ces petites sensations, ça vaut mieux qu'un million. C'est tellement, tellement bon.
That was C'est si bon by Emile Mini, and you're tuned into Book Choice, our very special Franschhoek Literary Festival edition, right here on Fine Music Radio, with me, your host, Paige Nick, and our musical host, Mzu Makerta. And this whole show is sponsored by Exclusive Books. We're so grateful for them. If you missed any part of the show, Mzu will load it as a podcast onto the Fine Music Radio website or onto your FMR app straight after the show, so you can go back and listen to it and pick up anything you missed. And we're coming into the final segment of our show today. And for this, we've got a very special guest. We are joined by Candace Kirchhoff, who is the festival director of the Franschhoek Literary Festival. And we're very pleased to have you in the studio. Candace is going to join us. She's going to tell us a little bit more about the festival itself, some of the festival initiatives, and some of the panels and tickets that you really do have to rush out and get tickets for before they're all sold out. Welcome to the show, Candace. It's so nice for you to be here and tell us all about the festival.
Hi, Paige. It's wonderful to be on the show. Thank you so much for having me.
Candace, I know that you are the new festival director of the Franschhoek Literary Festival, and I'm very curious. I've never spoken to a festival director before. What does your job entail?
Oh, okay. Let me see. So I've only been in the job for the last few months, and I would say the bulk of the responsibility is the financial management for the festival. I also oversee operations and logistics, so I'm the behind-the-scenes person. And the most important part of my job, well, I think it's the most important, is our school outreach program, which is definitely the favorite part for me.
So I'm curious about that. I was going to ask you about that, but why don't you leap straight into that and tell us about the school outreach program?
Fantastic. We work with four schools at the moment, four primary schools in the Franschhoek Valley. And our aim is to support and grow their school libraries and enhance their reading and literacy programs. Look, we truly want to make a difference, and it's our belief that the way to do this is to get the kids to enjoy reading. So we really push the reading for pleasure angle. And this means getting to know the kids, so we put the right books into their hands and we craft activities that can bring fun and learning together. So it's not a tedious task, you know. We want to lay a foundation for lifelong readers. We work very closely with an amazing retired librarian, Margie Kunema, who is deeply passionate about the purpose of the project. And she pours all that enthusiasm into the work and trains and guides our facilitators at the schools.
Wow, that's amazing. That sounds like it must be very, very rewarding.
It definitely is. I mean, I got a stack of book reviews from some of the kids, which is going to go up into our town hall at the festival. And some of the drawings are just amazing, you know. I can't wait for people to see them.
Oh, I very much look forward to seeing those. You know, what's interesting about a festival is, as somebody who goes to festivals and enjoys festivals, in my mind it's always just one weekend of every year. But there's so much more that you do. This really is a full-time job, and especially with these initiatives. These just carry on throughout the entire year, don't they?
Yes, absolutely. So this is a full year-long commitment for the festival. You know, we make sure that we support the schools throughout the school calendar year. And we've got activities and campaigns that run each term with the four schools. And our hope is really to roll that out to a few more schools in Franschhoek, you know, hopefully take to high schools next.
Yes. And this is long term. You guys have been doing this over many years through the Franschhoek Literary Festival. So I'm sure you're seeing gains and growth year on year for all these activities that you're doing.
Yes, definitely. I mean, three of these schools didn't have any libraries, you know, and right now, as of this year, the school library is actually part of the curriculum. So we've got classes coming in there, and it's a fully fledged part of the school body now, which has made such a big difference to the program.
Wow, that's absolutely remarkable. Can you tell our listeners how they can book, and I think also remind them of when this fabulous festival is taking place?
Absolutely. So all roads lead to Franschhoek on the 16th, 17th and 18th of May. And the only way to book is through web tickets. I would definitely suggest downloading the program off our website and then have a good squiz, pick out the events that you're keen on, and then head over to the web tickets website and select the events you wish to book for.
That's great, and that's very useful advice. I wanted to ask you, are there any hot panels that still have tickets available that you would recommend to our listeners to take a look at?
Well, Paige, you know I'm not supposed to have favorites, but I've definitely got a few to mention. There's an AI in South Africa session with Dion Chang on Friday at 1 o'clock. Also Tony Park's event on Friday. And then we've got a handful of tickets available for the morning brunch with Mpumile Dwaba, which is definitely going to be an amazing experience. And I'd be shortchanged to forget mentioning Ian Roberts. So we've got his session on Saturday as well.
Oh, wonderful.
There's still a handful of tickets left for these, so I would definitely grab them up as quickly as you can.
That AI panel actually sounds fantastic. I'm going to take a look at that.
Absolutely. Dion is joined by Mark Nasila from FNB, so it's bound to be a good one.
That sounds fantastic. It's right after Gail Schimmel's event, which I'm also going to grab a ticket for, so I'm going to rush out, and our listeners had better rush out and buy tickets too. I wanted to ask you, Candace, because this is a book show, I'm always curious, what are you reading right now?
So at the moment, I'm reading Patient 12A by Lesedi Molefe. Ah. He's obviously going to be at the festival, and I'm really enjoying the style that it's written in, even though it's quite a heavy-hitting subject matter and quite close to home for me. But in terms of my favorite book for the year, I'm going to go slightly off script and say that it's my favorite author at the moment, which is Mo Williams, because my daughter and I are fully into our elephant and piggy era.
Oh, cute.
With a bit of pigeon thrown in for good measure. Mo Williams fans will totally get that.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm going to go take a look at that. Candace, thank you so much for joining us. I can't wait to see you at the festival. And we'll see you then. Maybe we can have a glass of wine and say hi.
It's been an absolute pleasure, and I look forward to seeing you at the festival.
Thank you so much, Paige. Thank you.
Thank you
so much for joining us, Candace Kirchhoff, the Festival Director at the Franschhoek Literary Festival. And that brings us to the end of the show. I'm also going to be at the Franschhoek Literary Festival. I have a panel. It's called Paper Cuts. It's on the 17th of May from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock. There are a few tickets left, so you can get to the website and book your tickets for that panel. It should be a lot of fun. The write-up for the panel is that the publishing world has never been this cutthroat, literally. I'll be joining Andrea Shaw, who's a debut novelist, and she's bringing out a novel called Unsolicited. And of course, I'll be there chatting about my new book called Book People. And we'll be chatting to Pippa Hudson, who's going to be quizzing us to unravel our insidery whodunits. And it says here where bad reviews aren't the worst fate. I think it's going to be a really fun panel. We're going to be talking about writing our books. We're going to be talking about publishing. We're going to be talking about comedy. And we're going to be trying to make you laugh and have a good time. And the panel's called Paper Cuts. And my name is Paige Nick, which is a paper cut. So it's all meant to be. So as I mentioned, that brings us to the end of the show. I want to thank Mzuma Keta for pulling together the music and pulling together the show, and Jennifer Ball and Candace Kirchhoff, also Justin Fox and Gail Schimmel. And you, dear listener, if you see me at Franschhoek at the Listery Festival, come and say hi. I would love to know what our listeners look like and what they're thinking and what you're reading. Until next time, happy reading, and we'll be playing out with Take 5 by Christopher Duggan.